Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu-Rab.
This is Activate Yourself. My name is Gita Sidhu-Rab, and it is extremely hot. We are going through an enormous European heat wave. And in the midst of this heat wave, it's a really, really good time to talk about travel. My wonderful guest today, Terry Back, is a travel coach. She's a psychotherapist. I'm never quite good at the psychiatrist. With 28 years of experience. And what she does, she helps women over 50 rediscover themselves after a major life transition. And the interesting thing about this is I think it's over 50 that women have the opportunity to travel. They have the money, they have the resources, and they have above all the time to do it. So I think that this is a really helpful conversation for us to have. Terry, welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Gita.
So why did you start doing this?
The travel coach or the coaching?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, I was, as you mentioned, a psychotherapist for about 28 years, and I just got tired of the business of therapy. But I like doing the deeper work with people. Mm-hmm. And so my own experience was I had been a caregiver for my mom for many, many years. And after she died, I felt really lost and confused. Like I didn't know who I was anymore, even though I had a new business, you know, that I was working on and I had a life. But my role as caregiver was gone now. And I realized, you know, that how much I had identified with that role of caregiver. My whole focus was on my mom and what she needed and what I needed to do for her and kind of let myself go, kind of let, you know, put me on the back burner. And so when that's gone, then it's like, well, who am I now? You know, now that I don't have that role in life. And so for me, an opportunity came up for me to go to Rome, Italy for a month. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anybody going on this. There were going to be several entrepreneurs, and I didn't have a current passport. I was kind of a mess at that time. And yet I said yes to this trip because I knew I needed a change. And I used to travel and loved travel. So I thought, okay, what's the worst that can happen? So
yeah, exactly. How bad can it be?
Yeah, it's already bad. So let's try this. And that trip for me was life-changing. I didn't know anybody on the trip. We shared apartments and we were all entrepreneurs. And so we worked, we had meetings, but we had a lot of free time.
Uh-huh.
And so I won't go into all the nitty-gritty details, but basically I really found myself on that trip. Or I started to find myself, you know, I found this braver, you know, person
version of you.
Yeah, than I used to be, but I had lost that over the years. And I came back from that trip feeling clearer about what I wanted in life. I felt more inspired with my work. It was just, as I said, life-changing. And so I knew that was the kind of work that I wanted to do with other women. So it took me a while to get there too, but I found a program where I became certified as a travel coach. And now
that's a thing, you can actually do that?
Yes, yes.
Wild.
Yes. I've never heard of it either. And I thought, do I really need that? I was a money coach before this. And I was, you know, liking that work too, but I thought this really resonates more with me.
What is it that someone teaches you when then you become a travel coach? Because you already kind of know how to be a coach because you're a money coach. What is the difference in when you become a travel coach?
There was a whole program to go through to get us certified as a coach, which I didn't really need, but I wanted the exposure. And I, at that point, I kind of needed a wake up from what I had been doing. And so I thought this was a good program. A friend of mine was also in it at the time. So yeah, we learned more about, transformational travel versus going on a vacation. It's very different work.
Yeah, and also because you have different needs and requirements when people are removed from their home, right?
So do you want me to go into what intentional travel is a little
I
bit?
would love you to do that, please.
Okay. So think about a vacation that you've been on. I don't know about you, but many of us come back from a vacation exhausted. And we think, oh my God, I need a vacation for my vacation, right? Because you've gone, there's been some pressure. Oh, you have to see this and you have to do this and you have to eat here and all of that stuff. And so you're running all the time. Intentional travel is really, I have a whole system that I like to work, how I like to work with women. But first, I like to work with them on who they are, who they want to become. We've all kind of done this, oh, I wish I were more courageous, or I wish I were more outgoing, or I wish I, whatever that looks like. I wish I had a bigger life was my thing. I want to get out of my comfort zone and live, have a more exciting life. And so we've all had those thoughts from time to time over the years. So I try to pull that out of women. I also use tapping or emotional freedom technique to help them clear a lot of these old beliefs that they've been hanging on to many times for most of their life.
Okay, so let's go for a quick break. And when we come back, I want to go into this because if I think what I'm hearing is you say that the travel is almost the last thing that you're doing, that it's uncovering. Oh, I love that. That's lovely. We're going to go for a quick break and we'll be back.
All right.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. So you're saying basically you work with the women long before they get to the travel element.
So I do want to work with women who want to travel eventually, even if they don't feel ready when we start working. And so I do Well, depending on the person, I do some work with, you know, the beliefs and trying to help them get as clear as they can at that point about who they want to become, what they want their life to. I know for me, my dream had been buried for since high school. And that's a lot of years ago.
Long time.
I'm finally just getting to it now. You know, traveling and writing and doing this. I'm taking the next 6 months off to do that.
Are you?
Yes. So, I mean, I'll be working, but I'll be traveling. So we get to that point. We clear some of these beliefs with tapping or emotional freedom technique. And then we get them to the place where we, you know, kind of look at the transformation they want or they need to get to where they want to be in life. Mm-hmm. And then we plan a trip that they're going to take. And, you know, my trip was Italy. It doesn't have to be international. It can be to the town next to where you live. Yeah. It's just getting you out of your current environment where you're comfortable and you keep doing the same things over and over and you keep thinking the same things over and over and you believe the same things over and over. We want you to get out of that environment so that you can look at things with a different perspective.
Yeah, and because when you put the same input, you get the same output every time, right?
Exactly. Yes. So it's really about so for me, I did a lot of things that really stretched my comfort when I travel. I do that on every trip I go on.
In what and way?
Pardon?
Well, in what way? What?
When I go to Italy, which is my favorite place now, I've been five times, I learned a little bit of Italian so I can try speaking to the Italians, because some of the places I go, they're small towns, they don't speak a lot of English.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of, that's a real stretch for me. I just get out and have meals out by myself. I never do that at home.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah, so for some people, it might not be a big stretch. For me, it is. And for a lot of other women, it is as well. I just get out and just start wandering and I meet people and I, you know, stay in touch with people and I hang out and go hiking with people I've never met before. So what else? I do a lot of journaling, which again, I don't do a lot of at home. I just don't find the time or don't make the time at home. But when I'm
traveling,
yeah,
I suppose the rhythm isn't there, right?
It's very different. That's why it's so important to get out of your current environment, because you can do things in a very different way. So we plan some of that. We at least talk about, like, I don't say, okay, on Monday you do this, on Tuesday, it's not that structured, but it's like, you know, coming up with some ideas of what they could be doing as they're traveling that would take them out of their comfort zone, or maybe it's they're grieving, and what can they do differently to accommodate that need to grieve. And then the big part of all of this is when they come home. It's the kind of the integration piece, because when you come home, your environment hasn't changed,
yeah,
but you have. And so we really want to do a lot of work about how can we bring this new you or this rediscovered you, into your current, what needs to change in your current environment to accommodate these changes in you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really like that. And then one of the things I find when I'm coaching people is that if you give somebody a stretch goal, the fears that come up as a result of trying to achieve that goal are the fears that we need to work on that we don't even know we have until we're trying to do something.
Exactly.
And that discomfort is what happens, right?
Yes. And I also offer support while they're on their trip. So let's say they're in Italy or wherever, and they're having a meltdown over there. You know, something came up, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so out of my comfort zone. I don't know what I'm doing. And they can reach out to me, and we'll do some tapping, or I'll just listen, or, whatever they need in that moment.
Oh, that's very helpful. Talk to me about some of the things that have happened while women have been traveling that you didn't expect.
I haven't, this is a new business, so I haven't had a lot of clients yet with it. But let me think.
It similar to what was happening with the money coaching? Like, do women get afraid of the same sorts of things in terms of expansion? Because isn't money also an expansion?
It is an expansion, and the money is really about way more than money. It's, it's really
Always.
a Yeah, it's about who we are. And so yes, a lot of the same kinds of fears come up. Scarcity is really about living this smaller life. And so I did a lot of the tapping with the money program that I used to run. So yeah, a lot of the things that come up, I guess I'll talk about my own experience because that's what's coming up for me right now. As a result of doing more travel, what I have learned is, one, I don't really have a fear of getting lost anymore. I used to, in
Why
fact,
not?
I didn't travel solo because I have a horrible sense of direction, and I thought, I'm going to get lost. And then what? Who knows what my fear really was? But my fear was really about, I don't want to be lost in a foreign country. And a few years ago, I was in Rome by myself for a few days before I was meeting up with a friend. I couldn't find my apartment. I was out walking and I could not find my way home.
No, but
And
Rome
I
is like
walked.
that.
Oh, it is, and the GPS doesn't work because it'll say turn here, and it's like, where? There's no road there. So it took me 6 hours of walking to find my way. I mean, not all of that was finding my way home, but a lot of it was. Finally got there, and I thought, okay, I didn't die. I did, nothing really bad happened. My feet were sore, my legs were tired, but I lived. And so the next year I went with a friend, and she would freak out when we were lost. And I realized I'm very relaxed about getting lost now because, one, I've done a lot of work on that. I've done a lot of tapping on myself to, get over that anxiety when I get lost. But so that's a huge thing for a lot of women, is that fear of getting lost. And being in an unknown, whether it's another city or another country, and not finding their way home.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that it's unnerving, right? Because you don't quite know. It's also that fear you have from being very young women of not being safe when you don't know where you are and how much in control
Exactly. Yes.
you
And
have.
safety is such a big thing. And it's a lot of what I work with people, because, I mean, not feeling safe in our whole body and our whole nervous system is a big deal. Like, it keeps us from doing so many different things. And so, and that's why tapping as a tool is so important, because it's not. It deals with the it calms down the nervous system, and it calms down your whole body. So we really are operating out of a much calmer place.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Okay, so let's go for a break and come back. And I want to talk more about the nervous system, you know. So we'll go for a break and we'll be back.
Okay.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back. I find that when I look at my daughters, you know, I think our nervous systems as young women are just shot to hell, basically, because we're pushed into a space of such deep uncertainty, of not knowing how to deal with the attention that we get when we're young. And I think that that absolutely messes up our nervous systems as we get older. What is it, is tapping the best way? It's firstly, we need to understand that, right? And then is tapping the best way to get around it?
For me, it is. But I mean, there are so many different ways of working with the energy. But the reason I like tapping is it's so complete. I mean, it really does. It's a mind-body connection tool. Yeah. And so I think it's really important. Plus, it's very easy to use. You know, when I used to do phone sessions with clients before Zoom, I could teach somebody in 5 minutes how to tap. And then you always have it with you because you always have your fingers with you, you know? And so you're tapping, for those of the audience who don't know what tapping is, it's basically tapping on meridian points or acupuncture points while you're focused on the thing that's bothering you. So you can say words, mm-hmm. or you can just feel the anxiety and just, you know, stay focused on that anxiety while you're tapping on these meridian points, which sends a signal to the part of the brain, the amygdala, and calms it down.
So
as you continue to do that, pretty soon you don't have that anxiety anymore. Now, it might take a few sessions, it might take, you know, depending on the on what you're working on, it might take some time. Sometimes it happens in one session.
Yeah, no, it's true. I've used tapping many times actually for different things. It's never occurred to me to use it for travel. What do you find is, do you think is the most common about women over 50 starting to travel? Do you think it's going to be women on their own mostly?
I think women benefit more if they're on their own, just because these things can come up, they can work on it, they can do the tapping while they're traveling. If you're with somebody, you don't necessarily have if you're with somebody, that's fine, but go off on your own a little bit too, because you want the experience of expanding. You want that experience of doing something different. If you're with your spouse or your kid, it's tempting to stay in that same comfort zone. And so you're not going to get
what you do at home, right? You fall into the same space.
Exactly, because our roles may be the same with this other person. So, I mean, it's fine to travel with somebody else, but take some time to yourself. I had a client and she and her husband did everything together. And I said, okay, that's okay, but at least take some time on your own while you're, you know, wherever they were, to experience what that's like.
Yeah.
And see what comes up for you. because this is an opportunity to get clearer on one, who you are and who, what you, maybe what you love about yourself, but also what you're not liking so much about yourself that you can change, and what you're loving about your life and what you're not loving about your life that you can change. Those, that's that clarity that can come up from traveling.
Have you found that there is a uniform kind of result, responses that you're getting from women?
Yes. What I think what happens is women end up feeling so much more confident because they've gone on this trip, they've experienced some of the activities we've talked about doing or some that they've come up with on their own. They end up with a clarity that they didn't have before because, you know, again, when you're on autopilot in your own, in your current environment, it's hard to have a different clarity, which you get when you're in a different environment, interacting with different people who don't know you in particular. You see yourself in a different way. Women have told me they feel a lot more relaxed when they come back, and they're just kind of like proud of themselves for having done this, which brings a whole new level of energy and excitement to their lives.
Yeah, no, and
I can
see that.
Yeah.
And I think it also explains why, yeah, I think you're also a lot more attractive when you're that relaxed. And that explains all the great holiday romances that tend to happen.
Exactly, yeah. Hasn't happened for me, but yes, yes, I keep meeting couples.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, it's nice too. I had a woman and a guy and her husband sit next to me when I was having my morning coffee in Florence. And she looked at me and she said, "Do you speak English?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Oh, thank God." Because they had been surrounded, you know, traveling in Italy and other countries of people who didn't speak English. So it was kind of a relief for them too.
Yeah, to meet someone
who does. We had a really nice long conversation about travel.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much, Terry. That was really lovely. I hope this is helpful for women that are wanting to travel, but they're scared to travel. And, you know, I remember when I first started traveling without the 5 million children that were meant to be with me. And when I was with them, I had to think just about functioning, you know,
right.
And that's what I took care of. And then you kind of come and you're like, no. And I thought, wild, I have to like do this for myself. And I found it very different and difficult until I kind of got used to it. So I really appreciate that. The wonderful Terry. Thank you. What's the travel company called, Terry?
What's the what?
Your travel company.
My coaching company is called Untapped Potential Coaching.
I love that.
Yes.
Untapped, because you help with the tapping.
Yes.
Is that where it came from?
And it was kind of a play on words, yes. And also, and it worked for the money work, and it works for the travel work as well, because I'm really helping women tap into their potential. So,
yeah, I can see that. Thank you so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you. This is Activate Yourself. And if I am not completely dissolved into a puddle by then, I will be with you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.